And my understanding from your opening remarks was that actually you called this meeting essentially tonight. Were you concerned that there hasn't been a lot of progress, or what was the reason for calling the meeting tonight?
Really, the reason was just to gather information. I asked my coordinator to set up the meeting so I could come out and meet firsthand with the individuals involved. The problem is you hear rumor mills and things like that, and so really it was to gather information.
You know, one of your comments was that in the other three counties you supervise, essentially, you can call one person, there's a contact, it's a very clear chain of command. And that, in speaking with other people at previous meetings, it seems to be that that is kind of a convoluted chain of command. Is that a major problem when you get down to operational level?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to have one person that ultimately is accountable for the agency, that can make the decisions, but also has the authority to implement the decisions.
And as you said also, you don't want to have to get into the day-to-day operations. So what is the role from your standpoint? What can you do to help Hancock County improve its situation?
I can make sure they're meeting standard of care when it comes to the medical aspect that they're delivering.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean you have to buy this, as Mr. Stevenson suggests, this is sort of a metrics, a measure?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we can do in trying to decide. First of all, we need to decide what level of care we need, whether the citizens are willing to fund more than anything, because ALS care can be very expensive. Just a monitor alone costs $25,000. So first of all is to clearly identify what the level of care is, and we have to do that based on what kind of the minimum standard is defined by that care. And once we have that level defined, then we can decide what kind of metrics we're going to use to measure are we meeting that standard.
And make sure I got something right. You said in the short term, they shouldn't be afraid to maybe go without ALS for, like, say, Mayo Shift or something, because things will have to be done, and that's not like an extended problem, but like there may be short terms when they don't have the full ALS care.
Yeah, so one of the things I'm hearing is there may be some staffing behavioral issues of people that are delivering substandard care, and one of the issues is they're not being addressed because of being afraid to go out of service. Mm-hmm. The simple thing is they're actually having a negative impact on the long-term purpose or mission of the EMS system by allowing that person to continue. So if the only solution we can develop for that individual is removal of that individual, which may result in out-of-service time for that ALS unit, then that will have to be a temporary solution. Now, there's things we can do with other counties, backup plans, if you will, so that we can still try to make sure that the citizens have appropriate coverage.
To get a picture, because we'll do our website, would you prefer not to? I mean, I usually like to give people the option. My boss would love to have me get a picture, but it's like I feel kind of funny.
I prefer not to.
Okay, we'll do that. I'll honor that.
Thank you.